News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Lateman. No injuries reported, but a van smashed into the front of an antique shop in St. Augustine. That crashed Sunday morning at the shop at the corner of San Marco Avenue and Cincinnati Avenue, damaged some of the items inside. Owner Bob Colata tells News 4 Jax there was a lot of damage, but that he will be open for business as usual today. Police have not released any additional information. Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says a suspicious package reported at the CVS on Old St. Augustine Road on Sunday morning turned out to be no big deal. The pharmacy on Losco Road was closed for a little more than 3 hours around 9 a.m. as the department bomb squad investigated and later determined there was no threat. The Nassau County Sheriff's Office, still looking for a woman, reported missing Christmas Day. 47-year-old Catherine Gilaro, who also goes by the name Melissa Bodden, may have been spotted Friday near Sycamore Street in northwest Jacksonville, but still has not spoken to family members who are worried about her. That's Jacksonville Radio News.
Good morning, 295 North at Beach Boulevard. There's a car fire, and we're looking at traffic cams right now. There is moderate backup. I-95 North near the airport, there's been an accident, and if you're at I-10 from Cassett Avenue to around I-10, US 17, we're looking at some backup there. Sunny skies, 69 the high. This evening, clear and cold with a low of 44. Right now, it is 40 here at WBOB. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Over the weekend, President Trump continued to threaten Iran should they have any thoughts of retaliation. Democrats are questioning the timing of President Trump's attack on the Iranian terrorist. And a proposal to let Duval County voters decide if they want their school superintendent to be elected or appointed is headed to the Florida legislature.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We do not seek war. We do not seek nation building. We do not seek regime change. But as president, I will never hesitate to defend the safety of the American people, you. So let this be a warning to terrorists. If you value your own life, you will not threaten the lives of our citizens.
That's President Trump over the weekend says that if Iran wants to plan retaliation, hey, we're going to strike you, even some of your culture areas, and all the liberal left on Facebook. And some of the emails this morning are coming in saying that I support war crimes. I'm not lying. I'm reading them on Facebook right now. They're on my Facebook page. Huh. You support war crimes, Ed, yes or no? Do you support the president bombing Iranian cultural events or Iranian cultural
landmarks?
Yeah. I said to get the terrorist? Yeah, that's exactly my response. Hey, good morning. Where are we at? 5 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson live in the studios on a Monday morning, 831-0600. We're going to take your calls in just a brief moment, 831-0600. Did you see the stupid nonsense by Colin Kaepernick and some of those that had a big tweet fest last night with my other girl, Megyn Kelly?
I heard that he had said something, but I didn't see
what he said. He said that Trump only bombed them because they're brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, really? Trump only bombed them because they're brown? My buddy John just sent me a text. He says, because I said, wait a second. I posted on Facebook over the weekend. I said, wait a second. Wait, Trump is a racist. This is what the left are telling me. And that he killed the Iranian terrorist because he happens to be brown. And I put a response. I thought Trump killed the terrorist to get the media off impeachment.
Can I say something, too?
Yeah.
The Iranian,
what do you mean you asking me? Of course you can.
The Iranian culture, the Persian people, they do not consider themselves to be people of color.
Yeah, interesting.
They would be offended by that comment.
And my buddy John just texted me this morning. He goes, isn't Trump orange? Are people accusing him of criminal activity just because of his color of his skin? 831-0600. So the liberal left is emailing me this morning saying that, we just read them a few moments ago. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. I'm not lying. They're putting it on Facebook. They're saying that there is no proof that the Iranian government was behind the storming of the U.S. Embassy last. I'm reading it on Facebook. It's on my page right now. They're posting this. Facebook.com. Just look for Ed Dean. They're doing this. 831-0600. So that's what they're saying this morning, 831-0600. By the way, before I get to the calls, listen to what the left is saying. That the president... Hold on.
They need to fire Jay.
Hold on, not to that one. Here, listen to this clip. Where's this one right here? This is from the media over the weekend. This is the Democrats in the media not giving President Trump any credit.
Other Democrats are questioning the timing of the strike, which comes as the president faces a looming impeachment trial.
Obviously, with this president, you have to worry about ulterior motives.
Let's assume for a minute that he was at the Baghdad airport and deserved this, okay? Let's just stipulate
Listen
that.
Listen to this.
Let's just say maybe it was the right decision to take him out. But you have, in that case, right decision, wrong commander-in-chief.
What? It was the right decision, but it was the wrong commander-in-chief. That doesn't make sense.
What other commander-in-chief do we have right now to defend our diplomats and U.S. military personnel serving the Middle East?
Here's Elizabeth Warren. She says the timing of this is just very questionable.
He's suggesting that President Trump pulled the trigger and had Qassem Soleimani killed as a distraction from impeachment.
I think the question that we ought to focus on is why now? You know, why not a month ago? Why not a month from now? I think people are reasonably asking about the timing and why it is that the administration seems to have all kinds of different answers.
All right, so there you go. Let's hear from you. 831, my screen is down today, so I'm going to rely on Roger for everything here. 831, which I normally do 90% of the time here on the morning show. 831-0600, 831-0600. Who are we going to go with,
Let's
Roger?
Let's go with Jeff on line one.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Happy holiday. Whoa, man. My mic there. How was your holidays, Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, great, man.
Yeah, the way I look at this, the Soleimani guy, he's a bad dude and everybody knows it. He was a previous target of two different administrations and they just chose not to take him out. So was Obama wrong in looking at him too?
That's a great point.
The other thing is, what was he doing at Baghdad airport right around the time of an attack on an embassy? And he was meeting with the guy that they do know was directly involved with the attacking of the embassy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's enough circumstantial evidence there. The other thing is, I don't think this guy's stupid, right? They've got some of our drones that have been shot down and have, reverse engineered a lot of our tech. We're not the only country with smart people. So let me hit you with a real quick history lesson. All right. The Falklands War was Argentina versus the British Navy, right?
Yeah.
The Argentinians had Exocet missiles that were sold to them by the French before the communist overthrow of Argentina. And the British didn't believe, and the French didn't believe, that the Argentines had the ability to make that missile work in their aircraft. Guess what? They figured it out on their own, and they nailed a British aircraft carrier with an anti-ship missile, and nobody saw it coming. So people need to keep that kind of stuff in mind. Soleimani knows where to hide because he knows what our capabilities are. So he's going to stay around soft targets as much as possible to avoid getting hit.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, good to talk to you this morning. It's kind of, before I get back to the calls at 831-0600, it is amazing how we were able to get this guy. Listen to Colonel Michael Waltz, who's going to join us in just a few moments, Congressman of the North Florida District.
Frankly, it's long overdue on the part of the United States. The reason Soleimani was traveling around so freely around the region is we've had opportunities to attack him in the past and haven't done so, particularly in the Obama administration. The Israelis have asked, and we wouldn't let them.
May I stop right there? You heard what he said. We had plenty of times to get him in the previous administration. Where have we heard that story before? Osama bin Laden?
Exactly.
1996, put him on a silver platter. Oh, hey, well, hold that for a second. I'm on the 18th hole out there. Actually, I'm on the 19th hole out there. Hold on, Monica. I got to get this phone call here. That's right, Hillary. Wait. Hey, I need to get a hold of my lawyers. Remember, that was all based on a bunch of lawyers, whether or not we could get Osama bin Laden on that area. Listen to host a special report, Brett Baer. Listen how specific this took place last week, this attack on the Iranian terrorists.
This meeting was at the Baghdad airport and had several top officials, including Soleimani and the head of the Iraqi Shia militia and a big figure in Hezbollah in the region. Soleimani had flown back into Baghdad from Beirut, and they were doing planning for what was described as a big attack imminent. One official saying it was like the Legion of Doom was meeting there at the Baghdad airport, and they had real-time intelligence that it was happening, good eyes on, and knew where it was happening, and that's what led to the attack and this urgent action.
I mean, this was so, it was almost like, whether you agree with Trump or not, I understand it, okay? But it was so down to the I's being dotted and the T's being crossed on how they nailed this guy with a drone, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And it was President Obama who perfected drone warfare, at least under his administration. The military did that. And again, battering rams of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, the history of our embassy being taken by Iran, this general being involved with what was going on in Baghdad, you know, he had to protect American diplomats and American military personnel.
831-0600-904-831-0600. Coming up next, JEA has imploded. Is there going to be a special investigation, i.e. maybe a grand jury investigation? We'll have all this coming up next. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
295 North at Beach Boulevard. There has been a car fire there, and there is a moderate backup as we watch the traffic cams. I-95 North near the airport, there's another accident. And if you're at 295 North at Pritchard Road, a broken down car is now blocking the left lane.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Congratulations to Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island for winning the Best of Clay top spot in the health food category. Grassroots Natural Market, providing families in Clay County with the finest selection of fresh, nutritious foods available. Foods that are free from pesticides, hormones, and artificial preservatives. Grassroots offers a wide variety of gluten-free and wheat-free items, as well as a large selection of vitamins, herbs, and CBD oils. Grassroots Natural Market, they're on the East West Parkway next to the Fleming Island Theater. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, January 11th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the Brampton Beast at Five-Star Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invite you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
Lots of sunshine today and the high of 69. This evening will be clear and cold with an overnight low of 44. Right now, it's 40 here at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats are questioning the timing of President Trump's attack on the Iranian terrorist. A proposal to let Duval County voters decide if they want their school superintendent elected or appointed is headed to the Florida legislature. And the Supreme Court gets back into hearing big issues from gun control to LGBT.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, so a big question we're asking. What is your prediction for 2020? Roger says Joe Biden's going to become the nominee. I think he's correct. My prediction is that the House is going to stay with the Democrats. So that was one of my predictions out there as well. So, and by the way, I think there's going to be more articles of impeachment.
More articles to
impeachment. I think we're not going to see the end of this. 831-0600-904-831-0600. More emails coming in. Here's one from Tiffany. Ed, who's that crazy guy on your Facebook that says that we're all a bunch of war crime supporters out there, Raj? That if we go along with Trump, bombing cultural landmarks in Iran. Well, that's one of my liberal friends on Facebook. Here's another one from Roberta. Ed, what do you mean this liberal says that we can't prove whether this Iranian terrorist was behind the bombings? He's known to be behind the bombings. Should we have not taken the word for President Obama when he actually made attacks? We didn't question him. We just survived on the word of the government. 831-0600. Rod, you're going to have to do it. Who's up next?
Amy is on line one.
Let's go to Amy. Hey, okay. Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm talking, I'd like to speak about the electing a superintendent of schools like they do in Duval County. Well, you know, I know Addison Davis is, you know, superintendent now, and he was running against Rebecca Shively or something. And they have to raise money, or they do raise money, to get this position, and I know he had gotten like $81,000, and what his title was is he was chief of the Duval County Schools prior to becoming superintendent of Clay County Schools, right?
Right, right.
Rebecca, she was like a longtime teacher from Middleburg. Davis had raised, I think, $81,000. She had only raised a little bit over $5,000. So is this electing a superintendent going to be one of these things where they're going to have to raise money to get in there? And, you know, now Davis, Addison Davis is looking to get in as superintendent of Hillsborough County, all right?
All right.
And he's running against, you see, when you have people that are come in from other parts of the
Here's a question.
Okay,
do you support it?
Coming in from other parts of the state, who is like this one guy who's running in Hillsborough County, and he ran the lottery in Wyoming and Oregon. What does he have to do with Florida schools?
Well,
that's insane.
Should they be elected or appointed?
Well, that's what I'm conflicted. I also thought, oh, appointed was a bunch of junk. But then now I'm thinking, you know, well, I'm conflicted now because I'm thinking, well, what about the money that they're going to have to run and all this other stuff? Is it going to be biased again? You know, I mean, like who's got the most money is going to be the winner. And I would also like to know who or how much does Duval County or Clay County, do their school board members earn? Because in certain states, they don't earn a penny. And I would like to know if you know that answer.
That's a great question. They do vary by county. Some of them make part-time, $40,000 a year plus benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than sometimes a first-year teacher. So it depends, Amy, which county they live in. So Amy brings up a good point. We got a big article coming up tomorrow at floridadaily.com. Local state representative Jason Fisher's got a House bill that says that coming up this year, he wants to put on the ballot measure about electing a school superintendent. The latest poll numbers on News 4 Jax as of this morning, it's 65-31 are against it. I get both sides. How many of y'all knew this? 41 school districts. We have 67 counties. All right? 67 counties. 41 out of the 67 do not appoint. They elect their school superintendent. Now, Duval appoints, Clay County and other surrounding elect. Some are also appointed as well. I get both sides. By the way, these will be partisan elections. You do know this.
Interesting.
Yeah. And now Fisher does add some teeth to his bill. He says, I'm going to put term limits on it. I'm a big fan of term limits.
So you can end up having someone elected as superintendent of the public schools who happens to be a supporter of school choice.
Exactly. Huh. Or it could be very liberal in that support. I mean, the NAACP locally, they came out with a local press release saying, well, all this is going to do is protect the status quo if we elect him. It's going to make charter schools number one. Well, let me tell you something. They're doing a pretty good job in the black community, especially for schools of choice. I would love to see more charter schools take place.
Mm.
So, So the question is, school superintendent, I do, and I'm really, to tell you the truth, I do get both sides about whether or not the teachers' unions, oh man, I hate to agree with the teachers' unions, but the teachers' unions came out and recently said, well, do we want to elect somebody who's just more popular, or do you want to get somebody who's got experience out there on dealing with this issue? In other words, you could have a local city council person who has no education experience running your schools. Can I ask this question? 831-0600. Would you rather have an educrat, that's bureaucrat, would you rather have somebody who's got all this teaching experience, all of this wealth?
Or education administration experience.
Great. Good follow-up. Education experience. Or would you rather have a businesswoman or businessman?
Or a mother or father.
Yeah, or mother or father running your school superintendent out there. Now, when you put it down to the simple, okay, do I really want the mother or father to do it, or do I want somebody with experience? The first thing that hits me is, I want somebody with experience, Roger. Mm. But the question is, who is the CEO of the school district? Is it the school superintendent? Technically, yes and no. But he still has to answer to the school board.
Right.
Which is your new chairman. The individual is now chairman out there. It's no longer Lori Hershey. So the question is, at 831-0600, would you support elective or appointed school superintendent? It will be a partisan election. There will be term limits, but it's going to be a regular campaign, Republican versus Democrat. Do you want somebody with experience, Roger, or as he just asked the question, do you want your local mom and dad running the whole show?
Who's invested in the outcome of the student achievement, who understands the situation, who's checked the homework, who understands what's going on in the classroom because of the things that are coming home, and probably empathizes more with the parent.
Coming up, we're going to have Colonel Michael Waltz here at the bottom of the half hour of this whole Iranian situation. He is the one who says that the Trump administration should have acted much quicker. He may have a valid point. JEA, is it over with? Not yet. It's just beginning to get more interesting. As you know, last month, or was it in November, one of the city councilmen, Matt Carlucci, called for a JEA grand jury. The state attorney's office says that a grand jury will not look into JEA, but a state attorney's office, Melissa Nelson, says that they are investigating of what happened with this negotiated deal. News 4 Jax.
State grand jury will not be digging into the JEA's troubles at this time, although the state attorney has been doing some investigating and is expected to issue a report in the future.
Melissa Nelson will conduct an independent investigation and issue a report to the public. And if needed, she could call a grand jury at a later date, depending on the investigation. There will be a report, and we will all find out what went down at JEA. No, JEA is slowly releasing documents to us involving the sales talks. We received many last night, and earlier we had learned that $10 million has been spent on this sale process. But we really want to see a breakdown. Who was paid what?
Yeah.
There's a lot more information. Of course, I will record.
That's News 4 Jax, Jim Pickett. You know what, Melissa Nelson, and here's the thing. They asked her to comment on this. She's not going
to
do it.
We asked to talk to Melissa Nelson today about all of this. Her staff is sticking with an earlier statement saying they're looking into the matter involving JEA and will not be commenting further.
You see Jason Fisher up there? It's amazing.
Yeah.
He won't go on regular talk radio. That's fine. We'll just remind him who we are. But anyway, so Melissa Nelson's not going to... Here's the thing. I like Melissa Nelson, but she has a history of not wanting to talk to the media. It's, how do I say, she doesn't want to get caught. And I'm not saying she's doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
She has to, everything has to be prearranged with her, and I'm not a fan of that.
There is a principle within the law that they don't want to be influenced by
they're
outside forces.
They're commenting on it. She just says they're off. No, we don't. She has no problem of commenting on other issues when she's around the mayor and Mike Williams and around her political consultants. I like Melissa Nelson. I'm just saying we had to go through everything to get an interview out of her in 2016, and that's because I knew her consultants. The bottom line here is that Melissa Nelson doesn't want to comment on it. Okay, whatever. But the question that I want to ask in this whole JEA thing, I don't know if there needs to be an investigation. Melissa Nelson, and again, I am not beating up on her. I like the woman. Having said that, she kind of reminds me of the Inspector General. With this whole, the whole thing about Carter Page and whether or not we needed to have a warrant with the FISA and everything else. Here's the thing. Do you think Melissa Nelson, knowing that the mayor supports this, the mayor's consultants are her political consultants, okay, and do you think that Melissa Nelson's she's doing some investigation to come up with a report, but here's my prediction for 2020. Nothing's going to be criminal. And I'm not saying anything should be criminalized of yet.
Right. Who knows how this is going to all pan out? You know, it probably won't be anything criminal, but I do believe Carlucci was trying to, you know, as it were, slam the brakes on the possible sale of JEA by bringing up all these, you know, red flags in his view and then calling for, you know, a grand jury investigation to kind of put the fear of God into people about the way it was going.
Here's City Councilperson Rory Diamond, who says this whole thing is just a mess.
They need to fire Zahn with cause. Now, cause means that you have a good reason, and there's a reason he was fired. It's an absolute mess at JEA right now. This whole process costs us $10 million. If you listen to our four-hour hearing, he had to explain how he was going to get hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax dollars into his own pocket if JEA was sold. This is not complicated. Fire him with cause. It's the right thing to do.
That's by the way, I think Rory's going to be on the show with us tomorrow morning live. So the bottom line is this whole JEA thing has been a complete mess. I think the mayor is tarnished. I don't think this is the end of his political career right now. But the bottom line, the question that I want to ask is, how did these, I mean, hold on, there's a story right here. Where's this for News 4 Jax? Earlier last week, Carla Miller, who is the Jacksonville Ethics Director, I love to interview her sometime, she released part of her notes on the, quote, secret negotiations meeting with JEA in Atlanta that took place last month. Part of her notes was not made public, not by her choice, but by the city's attorneys.
Hmm.
Now, listen, I get along with Jason Gabriel. He's always very kind to me. I'm not beating up. I'm just asking as a journalist. Why were they not made public? Question is, do you have something to hide? That's the first thing. I'm just saying that would be the first thing that would come to mind.
What about Sunshine State law?
No, that only applies to elected officials.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And by the way, for those of you out there that whether or not you support the selling of, and I like the selling of JEA, I just think it's been a horrible process the way it goes. According to News 4 Jax, new information trickling out of JEA shows that one of the concerns expressed by potential buyers was JEA's obligation for the plant to Vogtle nuclear power plant under construction in Georgia. JEA is on the hook for about $3 billion. Buyers were not keen to that information, they say. It even goes further here. News 4 Jax also learned in one document dump that took place last Thursday, the city was going to take, that's you, by the way, the taxpayer, was going to take on the debt. And how do you plan to pay for it? A special assessment fee. A special tax was going to take, let me know when I got a 20-second countdown. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. A lot of emails coming in from a lot of you on the liberal left this morning saying that the attack by President Trump was unwarranted and it's going to get us into World War III. 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Two top Senate Democrats are calling on President Trump to immediately declassify the administration's reasoning for the deadly strike on an Iranian general. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has warned the U.S. will levy harsh sanctions if Iraq expels American troops in retaliation for the strike. Iran has vowed to retaliate. The global benchmark for crude oil has risen above $70 a barrel for the first time in over 3 months. The increase came amid jitters over the escalating military tensions between Iran and the U.S. United States Ambassador John Bass is leaving Kabul as his two-year tenure as America's top diplomat in war-torn Afghanistan has ended. Washington has appointed a charge d'affaires to the post until Bass's replacement is announced. And Japan's justice minister is promising to strengthen border departure checks and review bail conditions after Nissan's former chairman fled the country. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. Reports say one person is in custody in connection with the death of a popular teacher from Atlantic Coast High. First Coast News says that man is a neighbor of Vivian James, whose body was found last Sunday in her West Side home. So far, though, there is no word on who the person is or just how he might be tied to the case. News of the arrest came on the same day as a vigil was held in James' honor at the Friendship Fountain on the South Bank. There is a memorial service planned this coming Saturday starting at 10 a.m. at the school where James taught chemistry. Putnam County Sheriff's Office investigating after a man was found shot dead not far from the Crescent City Police Department. The victim identified as 19-year-old Tyke Nixon, who investigators say was shot on North Main Street around 1 on Sunday afternoon. A suspect in the case who turned himself in an hour later reportedly knew Nixon. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning, I-95. Going north near the airport, there has been an accident this morning. 295 north at Pritchard Road. A broken down car, you'll see it in the left shoulder. And at 295 south at Duval Road, a pretty bad accident there. We're looking at the traffic cams right now, and it looks like at least one car has flipped over. There are lots of cars now congested there. Sunny today with a high of 69. Clear and cold tonight with a low of 44. And right now it's 40 here at WBOB. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A proposed law to let Duval County voters decide if they want their school superintendent elected or appointed is headed to the Florida legislature. The Supreme Court gets back into hearing issues from gun control to LGBT. And the state attorney's office says, for now, a grand jury will not look into JEA.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, let's continue on with the news. Former Green Beret Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz, who's now a congressman in the Northeast Florida, District 6, is on our newsmaker line. Here's what you said just a few days back. When it came to the Iranian general being killed, you said it was long overdue. Clip number five.
Frankly, it's long overdue on the part of the United States. The reason Soleimani was traveling around so freely around the region is we've had opportunities to attack him in the past and haven't done so, particularly in the Obama administration. The Israelis have asked, and we wouldn't let them.
That's Colonel Michael Waltz, who we are on our he's on our phone lines right now. You know, I've heard that argument before. That, you know, we've had him on our sites, but this kind of goes back to the days of bin Laden during the Clinton years, Colonel.
Yeah, it does. No, it goes, this man has been killing Americans and massacring people across the Middle East for decades. He took command of the Iranian Special Forces, the Quds Force, in 1998. And interestingly, just on that note, while you see Joe Biden criticizing the president, he himself, after the Iranians bombed the Khobar Towers, where we had U.S. military personnel in 96, said there was an act of war and that the United States had every right to respond appropriately. So we're just seeing politics at its worst right now. This man had American soldiers' blood on his hands, and I would tell every Democrat who's criticizing this president, go visit the families. Go visit the Gold Star families who didn't have their loved ones with them this past Christmas, and go visit the wounded who are missing limbs in Walter Reed and recovering all over the United States as a result of the IEDs that this man taught his Iraqi militia how to use and provided to them that penetrated our armor and maimed and killed Americans for years. So they're all celebrating, and I'm celebrating, too, that he's dead and will no longer be out there killing Americans.
Former Army Green Beret Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz, who's now a congressman in the Northeast Florida area, is here on our newsmaker line. Many of you know him. You see him on Fox. And he's, of course, written books also on the issue of serving over in the Middle East. Here is what the liberal left is saying as of today on my Facebook page. Ed, quote, "There is no proof that the general was behind the attack on our embassy. No proof or evidence has been presented by this administration." So now the Democrats are emailing me saying, hey, you and Colonel Waltz, we just here to take the administration's word for it.
Well, that's not how intelligence works. We don't expose our sources and methods, but I would refer them to Biden's statements. I would refer them to Obama's statements. He was actually, Soleimani was labeled a terrorist under the Obama administration. This isn't and shouldn't be a partisan issue. This is an American issue. This is about somebody who has killed Americans and was plotting to kill more going forward. And the president, as commander in chief, regardless of which party you come from, has a right and a duty to to protect our assets, including our embassies and our diplomats and our soldiers overseas. And I got to tell you, as a member of Congress, if I had found out, you know, say months from now, that the administration had actionable intelligence to stop Americans from being killed and had an opportunity to take this man down, I would be screaming from the rooftops for accountability. He had a duty to do what he did.
By the way,
I expect him to do so.
You have been on the record, and I agree with you. You were somewhat critical of the Trump administration, especially after some of the drones and other things were being shot down, American drones, a few months back.
Right.
You were and I think a lot of people on this radio show would agree with you. You said something should have been done back then, that we can no longer wait. If this continues to happen, more Americans will die.
Yeah, for those calling the president, you know, a warmonger, he has repeatedly shown restraint. In fact, as you mentioned, I think we should have taken stronger action back then, because here's how the Iranian regime thinks, right? They understand strength, they're deterred by strength, and they are emboldened by perceived weakness. And that's why Soleimani was traveling around with very little security. He believed that we wouldn't take any action. The Ayatollah tweeted last week that the Americans would do nothing, and the president called their bluff and took this decisive action. So, yeah, I would tell those critics to look back at history, look at what the Reagan administration did in the 1980s. The Iranians hit one of our ships. We sank half their navy in response, and what did they do? They backed down, because at the end of the day, what the regime cares about the most is its own survival. It does not want war with the United States because it knows it will lose. What it likes to do is do things right up to the edge of a conflict and then get their way and then back down afterwards. But now the president's called their bluff. They're afraid of what we're going to do next, not the other way around. He's flipped the script, and that's the way deterrence works.
You know, Colonel, one of my favorite things, some people probably would have digestion problems, but one of my favorite things, I have to get clips from the media and the liberal left on a lot of the issues that you and I may support. Always want to know what the opposition says. Listen to what took place over the last couple of days. I'm going to play a couple of clips for you. Here are some of the Democrats and the media not giving the president the credit.
Other Democrats are questioning the timing of the strike, which comes as the president faces a looming impeachment trial.
Obviously, with this president, you have to worry about ulterior motives.
Let's assume for a minute that he was at the Baghdad airport and deserved this, okay? Let's just stipulate that. And let's just say maybe it was the right decision to take him out. But you have, in that case, right decision, wrong commander-in-chief.
Right decision, wrong commander-in-chief.
Yeah, so I suppose the president's commander-in-chief is supposed to just stop defending our soldiers and our assets all over the world because the Democrats are on this impeachment crusade. It's just
right.
Ridiculous. And again, it's just politics at its worst. And I think the American people see right through it. I was just down in Florida, and people are shaking their head, you know, saying, of course he should take this guy out. So here's the things you're going to hear from the left. You're going to hear this was an assassination.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Absolutely not. You're going to hear that this was, he was a declared terrorist. He was in Iraq, and he was plotting future attacks. This was self-defense. This was not an escalation on Trump's part. This was a response to an escalation on the Iranians. Part, and they're going to hear that you didn't have any authorization. Every American soldier, from the lowest private all the way up to a four-star general, and of course the commander-in-chief, has the right to self-defense.
You know, Colonel, it's interesting. Everybody, and I know that, individuals can have certain reasons why this attack on the Iranian general took place. You said the key word, forget about, well, and I'm not saying forget about it, well, whether or not there might have been some future attacks. You just said it was a response for past aggressions that the Iranian government took against the American soldiers.
No, that's right. So Soleimani essentially was their field general that has been arming, training, and commanding militias in Syria, in Lebanon, and in Iraq, particularly in the height of the Iraq War. He was commanding thousands of Iraqi Shiite militias, providing them armor-piercing IEDs that were penetrating not just lightly armed Jeeps and Humvees. It was actually penetrating our armored vehicles. They're very sophisticated. They were manufactured in Iran. They were provided by Soleimani. and his men to the Iraqi militias. They were trained on how to do them, and they're responsible for literally hundreds of the deaths of American soldiers. So he was essentially a battlefield target, and he was plotting future attacks. This really should not be up for debate. The only difference is that he was also an official with a foreign government. So say the commanders of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, those are non-state-sponsored terrorists. This is state-sponsored, but at the end of the day, a terrorist is a terrorist.
Right.
And we took him down.
Here's Elizabeth Warren saying that, the timing of all this is questionable around impeachment here.
He's suggesting that President Trump pulled the trigger and had Qasem Soleimani killed as a distraction from impeachment?
I think the question that we ought to focus on is why now? You know, why not a month ago? Why not a month from now?
Yeah, why not a month ago? Why not a month from now, Colonel?
Well, we didn't have the assets in place. Soleimani right. wasn't sitting there right there in Baghdad. This was an operational, this was just an operational decision. And the president's surrounded by a great team who I know well, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley, and also a Green Beret, Esper, O'Brien, all former Army and military. That's just ridiculous, and it makes me shudder to think of Elizabeth Warren as our commander-in-chief.
By the way, the big difference between this during the impeachment of this and the Clinton, that American soldiers have died during the impeachment process, so this was President Trump's response. Americans had not died. This was they were out of the no-fly zone areas when Clinton decided to bomb them during the impeachment back in 1998. Two different areas.
No, it absolutely is. And just a few weeks ago, an American was attacked and killed by rockets, again, commanded by Soleimani and his militia. And then our embassy was stormed, which this president isn't going to put up with, isn't going to stand for. We're not going to have another Benghazi on his watch. And we're not going to have another Iranian hostage-taking event like we did in 1979 under his watch. So, yeah, these comparisons are just ridiculous.
I know. It's going to be interesting to see where all. By the way, we need to see the intelligence reports. Otherwise, we're going to impeach the president again or some nonsense like that.
And Ed, I want to make something very clear, because there's a lot of talk from the left of we're going to war and oh my God, the president is not loading up soldiers in the back of ships for a D-Day style landing of Iran. There are not going to be boots on the ground in Iran. They will respond likely through a continued terrorist attack, and I am glad the president has already put out on the table what our response will be, which will be overwhelming and will be decisive. But we are not going to World War III. The draft is trending right now on Twitter. That is not going to happen. That's not on the table. But right. We will punch the bully in the nose. And they will respect strength, and I'm telling you, they will back down.
No, you ought to know. You served several tours of duty in that area and had to deal with those guys. So, Colonel Michael Waltz, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz, former Army Green Beret commander, now a congressman here at the great state of Florida. Congressman, good to have you on today, as always.
Hey, thanks so much, Ed.
All right, man. I appreciate it, man. I like him, man.
Yeah.
I like the colonel. I mean, he's a good friend of the show, but he served over there, and he's exactly right. The president's not calling for an out-and-out right war. I mean, when President Obama was bombing a terrorist or whoever in Syria, we didn't say, oh, is it going to be another world war? Give me a break. The left is emailing me.
Different standards, though.
That's right. Yeah, because of the president. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
If you're at 95 going north near the airport, you'll see an accident. It's on the right now. At 295 north near Pritchard Road, a broken-down car now blocks the inside left lane. And at I-10 east at Cassett Avenue, look out for a wreck there. The left lane is blocked.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. Bloomberg is going to announce that he's running for president. That is an utter and complete indictment of the whole struggle bus. A man who really has the charisma of an old shoe that your dog has chewed over the years. He's getting into the race. What does that mean? It means that they're in trouble.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Plenty of sunshine expected today. Our high will be 69 degrees. This evening, clear and cold with a low of 44. Right now, it's 40 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Supreme Court gets back into hearing big issues from gun control to LGBT. The state attorney's office says for now a grand jury will not look into JEA. And over the weekend, President Trump continued to threaten Iran should they have any thoughts of retaliation.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
48 minutes after 7 a.m. I always enjoy having Colonel Michael Waltz on this radio show here, and always does a good job. He's old Ron DeSantis' district. Yeah, That's where he got elected. So anyway, 831-0600. For the new year, some businesses, are you guys ready for this? In the state of Florida, U-Haul has said if you are a smoker or you use tobacco products, even when it comes to e-cigarettes, which I don't do any of that, don't even bother to apply for their company. Host a special report, Brett Baer.
U-Haul says in 21 states, it will not hire people who use nicotine products. The company is saying the new policy, which begins February 1st, is an attempt to establish what it calls one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada. The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, terms anti-nicotine hiring policies discriminatory and also a violation of worker privacy. However, advocates point out smokers are not a protected class under federal anti-discrimination laws.
As I said earlier, we lumped them in with LGBT. So they want a culture of more healthier employees, I guess is what they're saying, right?
One of the healthiest corporate cultures in America is what they want to go for.
So let me ask this question. I don't smoke. Never have, never will. Whatever. Okay, I don't even drink. Never got into the taste of alcohol. No, I didn't have an accent. I was not an AA. I'd worked for Publix for 2.5 years, and when you're dumping all that bad stuff in the back, it was the worst smell I could ever have, all right? So I'm just like, if it smells like that, imagine what it tastes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. If we want to limit new hirees, now follow me for a second, because folks, you think I'm making this up. And Roger, if I am, you call me out. If we're going to sit back and say, well, we think, and they may be right, I think it's all going to do with their health care and their health care cost.
Okay.
Jeff just emailed me and said they also have plus propane refills. That's another review U-Haul.
Yeah.
But anyway, forget all that for a second.
Uh-huh.
U-Haul, the moving company. If we're going to have a culture of more of a healthier company as far as when it comes to people working there, or does that mean you're not going to hire overweight people?
Good point.
What if people with diabetes? I've been there as a type 2 diabetic. I mean, mine's under control. My sugar's pre-diabetic because I exercise and I watch what I eat. But I have to. I have to go to the gym. I don't want to, but I have to. Would this company prevent me and Roger? Because Roger and I, well, actually, Roger, we're all both fit, okay? I mean, you're more fit, way more than I am. But anyway, having said all this, seriously, Roger, I mean, am I reaching here is not to sit back and say, if we're going to go down this road, what could be next? Oh, if you have a, and again, I am not a drinker, but if you drink on the weekends, you feel that drinking kind of makes you get the better of sleep at night, or you can't take certain medicine if you have pain meds you have a prescription for. What about if you have certain diseases out there? Now, I understand one, yes, you can secondhand smoke. I understand your argument. But my question is, if we don't want again, what if those of you just tuning in, U-Haul and other companies in the state of Florida are now looking at, if you're a smoker, use tobacco products, use e-cigarettes, don't bother applying. We want a more healthier company out there. Then what is to prevent them from not hiring people that could be overweight?
I think when it comes to cigarette smoking, I think they're looking at a couple of things. One, they're looking at, you know, the as you mentioned, the premiums that the employer has to pay for their health insurance policies. And I also saw something recently where they say the average smoking employee takes so many breaks that they aren't really putting in the same level of hours as the non-smoker does because they have to leave the office.
Roger,
can
you excuse me for a couple of minutes?
Exactly. Yeah, I understand. They have to go out and take a smoking break where the people who don't smoke work all day long and maybe take a coffee break or go to the potty. And I think, or thirdly, I think it's also a PR thing.
But that's an interesting take. I mean, what if you're a type 2 diabetic and your blood sugar's low? I mean, that can do a lot of damage because you feel like you're just out of it. I've been there. Trust me, I experimented a couple times lowering my blood sugar below 80. And it does have an effect on you. So my question is at 831-0600. I don't know where this is also taking place. Maybe some of you know. Do any of you work, or what do you know of, or what have you heard? Does your company, or have you gotten any memo? You don't have to give me the name of the company. I'm just asking you, for those of you out there, 831-0600. Love to hear your story, 904-831-0600. Does your company now discourage you if you're a current smoker? And by the way, Roger asked a great question in hour number one. What about current smokers?
Yeah.
This is only for new smokers. I guess people were grandfathered in.
Right. People who are, they're talking about new employees.
Right.
Don't, what if you work there already and you're a smoker?
So my question is this, should smokers have a protected class? I mean, is it sad that we might have to agree with the ACLU? I'm not saying I do.
Right. Is this discrimination against smoking Americans?
That's a great question. Yeah. And but the question is, what is next?
Uh-huh.
What about obesity? What about those that are overweight? Does that mean if we're gonna have this attitude that we're gonna have a more fit company, which I'm all in favor of, what are you gonna tell people? Hey, you got to lay off the Hershey's bar at the vending machine first thing in the morning? I mean, is this becoming a little bit too HOA-ish, Homeowners Association, that we're gonna be not seeing everybody? Is one of my emailers saying, I'm not talking Nazi with the Jews. I'm talking they're gonna come down and look at you and watch everything that you do. They monitor the Gestapo types is what somebody had emailed me earlier.
Right.
So is this where we're going? Love to hear your view on this. 831, should we do this, by the way? Should the company have the right to sit back and say,
should other companies do it? Would you do it with your company?
Hey, listen, if you're paying for their healthcare costs, should the company have the right to sit back and say, I'm paying for your healthcare costs, I don't want you smoking, or I don't want you eating certain food? What are the pros and cons of that? I'd love to hear your view on this. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
If you're on I-10 going east, Cassett Avenue, a crash there is now in the left breakdown lane. At 295 North at 103rd Street, a car there is stalled in Butler Boulevard East at Belford Road. Another car there broken down on the right.
I'm Keith Peters, in for Lou Dobbs. The Fed sees little risk of a recession. Trump administration putting the brakes on exports of artificial intelligence and pickup truck sales look rosy. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store. And now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up Pragertopia Unlimited.
In written minutes from its last policy meeting, the Federal Reserve indicates it sees little risk of any recession in the near term. The Fed minutes also show that officials support keeping interest rates at their current low range, partly because of the slowing global economy. America's automakers expect 2020 will be another banner year for pickup truck sales, even as sales of passenger cars continue to ebb. Car makers are focusing more on the sale of pickups and SUVs, which are more profitable and have become more popular as gas prices have fallen. Under a new rule going into effect today, the Trump administration will make it more difficult to export artificial intelligence software. The aim is to keep technology away from rival powers like China. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Plenty of sunshine expected today. Our high will be 69. This evening, clear and cold with a low of 44. Right now, 42 degrees at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
He's suggesting that President Trump pulled the trigger and had Qasem Soleimani killed as a distraction from impeachment?
I think the question that we ought to focus on is why now? You know, why not a month ago? Why not a month from now? I think people are reasonably asking about the timing and why it is that the administration seems to have all kinds of different answers.
Yeah, well, heck yeah, there's a lot of different answers. You're asking me a lot of different questions. Can I ask a question? How come that the Obama administration didn't take out this guy? This guy was classified as a known terrorist in 2005 under W out there. I mean, heck, I will agree with at least on one question, Elizabeth Warren. Why not? Why did we take him out earlier?
I think there was
That's a fine question.
I think we're looking at a situation of the straw that broke the camel's back. I think when you start using battering rams to tear down the walls of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, and you start starting fires there, and you're looking at a hostage situation, I think that is really what pushed the president's hand, coupled with the intelligence data he had that they were going after American diplomats and American military personnel.
I'm telling you, on my Facebook page, I mean, they've already been emailing me this morning. Again, Joe says, hey, there's no proof that they were behind this attack. Why did we have to kill a general? Here's another one out there. Ed, you all support, of you and Roger, you guys support war crimes, because if we go after Iran, the president says he's going to bomb their landmarks that have some sort of a historic cultural.
I didn't say I support that.
They're telling me that's what they're saying.
American people need to be protected, though.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, do you support the Geneva Convention? Then you don't support this president going after Iran. Here's another one from Teresa. World War III. I guess Trump needs it to get his election victory in. Oh, boy. Where are you guys hanging out this morning, man? Anyway, 831-06. I have my ideas. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.